Until you see the promise of God, you can't possess it. Until your eyes is open to the faithfulness of God, you will think God is a scam. You will think Jesus is fake. Except your eyes is open. Today I'm sharing with us on what I titled, Gaining Sight. Gaining Sight. And I'm praying today somebody is going to gain new sight. Oh, come and say a resounding amen. I say you will gain new sight. Your eyes of understanding will be open. Jesus, knowing how important sight is, pray for the disciples before he left that the eyes of your understanding be open. So what eyes is meant for is for understanding. That's the number one thing I want you to know today. And the issue of sight is so important that Jesus said, part of what I came for is that the blind may see. Now, the blindness Jesus is referring to in Luke 4:18 is beyond the physical. Listen, spiritual blindness is more terrible than the physical. Going by the way of history, there are people who lack the physical sight, yet their level of spiritual sight and understanding is unimaginable. Let me cite an example. One is Fanny Crosby. Without eyes, she wrote songs. Without eyes, physical sight. Many of our inspired songs, they are still with us today. Then we have a man God gave to us of blessed memory, great power. Prophet Obadari of blessed memory. My goodness. No physical sight, yet massive spiritual sight. So today I'm praying, may the eyes of your spirit be open. I think we need to see that. Luke 24:45. Let's begin from there. Then he opened their understanding, that they might understand the scripture, and said unto them, thus it is written. Okay, I think I should just leave it there. Let me just leave it there. He opened their understanding. That they might understand. And what a man does not understand is beyond him. But when you understand, when you have the sight, you go the right way. You do what is right. You know what? Anyone who have lost his sight, is already in a game of gamble. It's already gambling life. Anyone without sight, just imagine the physical sight now. Without sight, the man is not sure what he's doing, whether where he's going is right or not. He cannot see the next attack. He cannot help himself. He's in gamble. Gambling life. But with sight, you are going right. With sight, you are getting it right. And with sight, you are gaining strength. With sight, you gain strength. You gain strength. Let's read Genesis now. Genesis. Let's see the word of the Lord. And then that will be our scripture reading. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read from the 22nd chapter. Please, can you help me with that? Help me with that. 22nd chapter, Genesis 22. No, sorry, 21, I mean. 21, Genesis 21. I'll read from verse 14. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and set her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not. Take note of that word. Fear not. And God, for God had heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. Verse 19. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad and grew and dwelt in wilderness and became a nature. Look up. We know the story too well. Something happened in the family, and Abraham had the instruction of God to send away Hagar and Ishmael. But then, when he was to send them away, there was no inheritance. Actually, let me say this. One of the reasons why you must desire to gain sight as you move forward in destiny is for the possession of your inheritance. For the possession of what God has for you in destiny. Because until you have sight, men will rob you. What will be will not be. You need eyes to see what will be and then pursue it. So while Abraham sent away Hagar and Ishmael, there was no serious provision other than little bread and a bottle of water. And that was all. That was all. And it got to a time, not too long, everything was exhausted. So they were left with nothing. They became hopeless. And the Bible says, both the mother and the child started wandering. They become wanderers in the wilderness. And at that point, all manners of thoughts must be in their hearts. Why has God done this to us? Was our sin? So many whys will have crossed their hearts. And probably the mother will have blamed the child. And probably she must have blamed herself. But listen, when we are in the process of God making us, things happen. And when things happen, listen, most of the time it goes contrary to our own plans. We plan for ourselves, right? But when God's plan surfaces, it is always contrary. For Joseph, yes, he knew he had dreams, but part of his dream was not to be a prisoner. No, that wasn't part of his dream, that he would be a prisoner, that he would be an houseboy somewhere. That wasn't part of his dream. But you see, as far as God is concerned, he's part of the process for the actualization of his dream. And you need to understand that at times in life, when some things happen beyond you, you need to take it easy. Don't blame yourself. Because it's not about you, it's about God. Don't think, oh, probably I didn't plan very well. Probably there are things I didn't do well. No, when we are in the plans of God, no matter how much you plan, his plan will obstruct your plan. You know why? No matter the best of your plan for yourself, God's plan is the best of plan for you. So you take it easy. So why Hagar and Ishmael were there, they became wanderers, lamenting, weeping, and she got to a point. A particular thought crossed her heart. Number one, for that thought, fear came. And when fear came, a particular thought came. I'm going to lose this child very soon. I pray for you. If you are a parent, God has blessed you with children. May you never lose any of your children. And as a child, you won't die young, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, all of these thoughts, all of this fear came as a result of one thing. Lack of sight. Started weeping, became wanderer. So these are the things that happen when there is lack of sight. You become a wanderer. Anyone who lack foresight, who lack sight, who lack understanding, become a wanderer. You begin to live a life of circle. You are moving, yet is in circle. Because there is no understanding. It's a life of wanderer. And as a wanderer, there is no way you can become a wonder. You need sight to become a wonder, both to yourself and to your generation. We are going to get there. That when you gain sight, you become a wonder. You move from being a wanderer to become a wonder. Probably I should quickly show you that. John chapter 9. There was a man who met the anointing. Because only by the anointing you can gain your sight back. Only by the anointing. So he met the anointing. The man has been blind from his mother's womb. But the day he met anointing, because part of what the works of the anointing is for recovery of sight. Today, somebody, you will recover your sight. So after the man recovered his sight, and he can see. Then people who knew him before said, "He's the one." Some said, "No, he's not." But the man said, "I am." He became a wonder. And that is what happened. When a man gain understanding, you begin to move by understanding. You know what to do. You are not gambling. So I'm praying again today. You will recover sight. You will gain sight. You will gain speed. You will gain understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever area of life, whether in choice of marriage, choice of career, choice of where to live, choice of what have you, whatever the situation, you will gain sight today. By the anointing, you will gain sight. Can you lift up your right hand and say, "By the anointing, I'm gaining sight today." Say, "By the anointing, I'm gaining sight." Say it again. Say, "By the anointing, I'm gaining sight today." In the name of Jesus. Say it louder. Amen. So let me quickly tell you things that happen when there is loss of sight. Number one, the past becomes preferable than the future. The past become preferable than the future. God has a plan for the children of Israel according to his promise to their father. And being a faithful God, he was leading them. But for the lack of sight, they cannot believe God. It takes spiritual sight to believe God. That God, I cannot see it, yet I believe. For people who don't know God, seeing is believing. But for those who know God, believing is seeing. Blessed are those who don't see, yet they believe. Why? There is a spiritual sight. I can see it. After Lot departed from Abraham, God said, "Arise. Now, walk around. What can you see?" And Abraham described it. And God said to him, "As far as you can see, you will have it." In other words, it's like God is saying, "I'm giving you an open check. I want to give you this land." You know, in those days, when they want to give some people land, when they want to give people land, when they used to give land free, history says that as much as you can throw a stone, as long as your stone can go, are you following me? Then you can have the land. I'm sure nobody is going to try that today. Praise God. Now, for a man to be able to throw far, you need to see far. Probably there is a particular tree you have seen. I say, "I will try and throw and eat that tree." You understand what I'm talking about? That became your subject. Then you can eat it. So for Abraham, he got the land by sight. By sight. Are you following me? So what you are going to receive from God, you will receive it by sight. By sight. So for children of Israel, they prefer Egypt to where God is taking them because they can't see. But their father who walk with God by faith can see. And he believe God. I'm praying again for somebody. May the eyes of your spiritual understanding be open. To begin to walk with God. To begin to believe God. Even when you can't see certain things, yet you believe. Now, another thing that happens is when there is loss of sight, you become short-sighted. That's the number 2 point. You become short-sighted. Everything you want to do, will become immediate gain. If I can't have it now, then forget it. God does not work that way. God doesn't work that way. In fact, God is a God of future, so to say. He relates with us from where he picks us up and walk us into the future. Do you understand? That's where God relates with people. He picks them up. He picks a man up from dunghill, dust him up, clean him up. And the cleaning or the cleansing takes time. And begin to walk him through the promise. And when God see a man has fulfilled all that is necessary to occupy his land and to defend it, then he release a man. That is why God, in his dealing with men, deal with us, so to say, futuristic. You do this, I will do this. But without sight to be able to see the promise of God, you can't move with him. You can't walk with him. You can't believe him. Again, I tell you, you will think Jesus is a scam. All you will be saying is, if you can do it, let him do it now. But I tell you, things he can do now, he will delay now. So as to perfect all that concerns you. So that's the second reason why you need spiritual sight. Even business people know that we don't only have long-time plans, there are short-time plans and all manners of plans. And profit-making in business takes time. So if business people understand that, then as we walk with God in faith, you must know that profit making or receiving the blessings of God also takes time. Number three, when there is loss of sight, the pain of the process becomes unbearable. The pain of the process becomes unbearable. For every making of God, there is a process. But when there is lack of sight, the pain becomes unbearable. You will see the pain to be too much. You will complain. You will murmur. Why? One thing is a problem. Lack of sight. I don't know what you are going through today. Listen, God has not changed in raising men, in his method of raising men. Just as devil also has not changed. Devil has not changed. God, devil has not changed in bringing people down. He always tests us with basic three needs of life. As he tested Jesus, Luke chapter 4, Matthew chapter 4. Three temptations. Till today, he has not changed. God also has not changed in raising men, in his process of making men. Now, in the course of process of making men, there are pains. There are pains. But we need spiritual understanding to believe God, to trust God, and then to bear the pain. So whatever you are going through today, as long as you are in the will of God, listen, it's going to take time. Yeah, it's going to take time. You will find yourself in things you didn't plan for yourself. And that, as a matter of fact, if there is no spiritual sight, as we are talking about today, you will think God has departed from you. You will think God has forsaken you. You will think you didn't plan well. You will think you are not smarter enough. No, it's not so. You are in a process. You are in a process. So you need eyes of understanding to trust God still and to go through the process. No matter the pain. Somebody say amen. Next point. When there is lack of sight, there will be want in the midst of surplus. Lack in the midst of surplus. Lack in the midst of surplus. You know, the well was there, but Hagar cannot see. She was crying. But the well was there. Now, what he and her son was given was a bottle of water, which they have exhausted. But now, right there, what was there, please? Well. Can you compare bottle to the well? So in the midst of surplus, she was crying. Somebody today, I'm praying, may the eyes of understanding be open, so that you can see well. Now, listen, when you gain sight to see well, everything becomes well with you. When you gain sight to see the plan of God, in a way you become relaxed. You have rest. There is a kind of peace you cannot explain. Listen, have you ever been in a situation where you don't have money and yet you are negotiating for something? Have you ever been there? Yet you don't have money, but you are negotiating for something. Hello, have you been there before? Thank you. Thank you. Anyone in ministry who have not been there, I'm not sure the fellow is called. Yeah. You fake it. If you don't know how to fake it, you are fake. I'm telling you the truth. Have you obtained form before? You are in school, yet you don't know how the school fees will come. That's what I'm talking about. Have you prayed to a point that no money is coming from home? Exam is in weeks to come. So in your prayer, you are the one locking the portal. Have you been there? You are the one locking the portal and say, Father, you are the one opening the portal. The school management cannot explain why they decided to keep the portal open. Just one fellow, because somebody was praying. At times they might have locked the portal and then they just reopen, just because somebody has faith to say, this school, this education, this academics, I must finish. It won't finish me. I will finish up. Gain insight. You see, a eyes that can see well don't see problem. Rather, in every mountain, they see heights. They gain sight. They gain height. So they go higher. To them, every problem is an opportunity. Every problem is an opportunity. What others call problem, they call it opportunity. In fact, was it I'm not too sure of this, either the Japanese or the Chinese, in their dictionary, they refer to, either of the two now, they refer to problem as opportunity. So in their dictionary, there is nothing like a problem. Where you should find problem, you will find opportunity. And that's why you see them progressing massively every time. In this part of the world, we see problem, we make skit out of it. We just laugh over it. But they see problem, they think solution. They think opportunity. They come to our local market. They talk to our local market business people and say, okay, this problem, what is the problem people are encountering in getting what they have to do, getting it done easily. If you go to Okumpa Market here in Ibadan, you will see them, those Chinese. They do market survey. Are you getting me? They ask local business people questions. What are people going through? And that's why you see them flooding our market with, what do we call it now? China what? China products. And then you will be so surprised. Ah, you know, in those days, if you want to blend, what do you call it? You want to blend your pepper, small pepper like that. You don't want to take it to the pepper grinder. It's just small. Something you and your family, you want to consume. Now, in those days, it was blender, right? And once there is no light, then you can't blend. But now, what do you have? All manners of blender, including manual, right? They study our markets. So for such a site, there is no want. There is no limits. So for you today, I pray, receive open eyes to see surplus in the name of Jesus. Next, this is very important. When there is loss of sight, there is tendency you lose what you have. You lose what you have. Because you won't know that you have it. So you lose it. For example, relationship God has given to us. Listen, men are gold. Did you hear what I said? Men are what? Are gold. If you know certain things, God can use certain people for you to do for you. Kai, you will know that men are gold. But if you lack eyes to see people in their real potential and capacity, you will just look down on people. Say, who is this? And that's all. You've missed something. In the house of Naaman, one small girl, a house girl. Yet, that's a savior. Men are good. Whatever solution you are looking for, listen, God puts it in the hand of men. Men. You also remember the story of the sick Egyptians that David met and his men? Men are good. Men are answers to prayer. So I pray for you, every relationship God has given to you, may you see men correctly by the grace that they carry in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, Savior walk in the midst of the Jews. They didn't know that's the Savior. They are still waiting for the Savior today. So when God give you relationship, pray that God should open your eyes. Father, who is this fellow? Why did our path meet? Why did our path meet? Now, take for example, the case of David and his men, that they want to recover what they lost. They have prayed, right? Probably fasted. And God said, yes, I will give it to you. Pursue them. Amen. But now, while they were pursuing, the first thing they met was a sick man who needed help. That's why you must know that when you help others, you are actually helping yourself. Nothing you do for others to help them get things done. Nothing of such. It's a waste. Think about this. That David and his men decided to abandon that man and went on They just left him. Who is this fellow? And they went on to go for what God said. In quotes. What God said, we are going to recover. Let's just go on for the recovery. Just imagine that. You know, there is a very high tendency they will never recover. I pray for you that for every relationship God has given to you, may you see men correctly. May you see men in their capacity, in their grace, in the mighty name of Jesus. So also, in your potential, you may lose it. I've just talked about relationship now. When you don't see people correctly, you lose them, you treat them, you maltreat them. So you lose that relationship. And you know it was, Babajito Mobiu said this, wise people don't lose relationship. Don't. Cherish people. Cherish people. So for your potential, God has given you potential. But if you don't lose it, if you don't use it, you lose it. If you don't use it, you lose it. That is a high tendency, you lose what you don't use. The well was there. Hagar didn't see it until her eyes was open. Finally, when there is loss of sight, there will be fear. There will be negative thoughts. Fear and negative thoughts. Are we together? There will be fear. Fear of unknown. What of? What of? Fear of unknown. There will be negative thoughts. So when God call out Hagar, God said to him, verse 17, fear not. Fear not. I'm also saying to somebody today, fear not. Because God is going to open your eyes of understanding. She also had a thought, I'm about losing this child. Let me put him afar off. I don't want to lose him. I'm also announcing to somebody, you won't lose your life. You won't lose the life of your loved one. You won't lose anything God has given unto you. Because God is going to open your eyes of understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. So the Bible says, and then God opened our eyes. That is where the issue is. As I close, power to gain sight. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. Power to gain sight. You can imagine, the Bible says, and God opened our eyes. And God opened our eyes. How did that happen? And God opened our eyes. How? What happened to our eyes before? I'm praying for somebody. May God open your eyes. I say, God will open your eyes. Look at it, the process of gaining sight. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. So these are the works of the anointing. And part of the works of the anointing, please go back to verse 18. Part of the work of the anointing is recovering of sight to the blind. Recovery of sight to the blind. I share with us the other time the story of the man in John chapter 9, and I'm going to close us with that. John chapter 9. Are you blessed today? Say to yourself, I'm recovering my sight. Say it louder, say, I'm recovering my sight. Now, let me get to verse 6. And when he has thus spoke, he spat on the ground and made clear of the spit, and he anointed. Somebody say with me, he anointed. So he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. He anointed his eyes. So when your eyes become anointed, you gain sight. You need anointed eyes to gain sight. You need anointed eyes to gain sight. It is anointed sight that can gain sight. It is the anointed eyes that can gain sight. Jesus healed this blind man, even though he was born blind, but by the anointing, he gained his sight. Let me show you further from verse 7. Okay, the Bible says, so he was given an instruction. So, listen, this is what follows. After you have gained sight, instruction will come. Because that is the way miracle happens. God will give you instruction. After he has given you sight, then he gives you instruction. So after the anointing, Jesus said to the man, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Now the man didn't say, how can I go? Hello? He didn't ask, how can I go? He just believed. Somebody today, you are gaining sight. And as you gain sight, whatever instruction the Holy Spirit is giving to you, just obey. Just obey. And he went his way, therefore, washed and came seeing. Somebody you are going to see. Now look at verse 8 and verse 9. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Can you see such a life? Life that cannot see is a life that sat and begged. Sat and begged life. But after recovery of sight, he said, I am. Some said, it is he. Others said, it's like him. But he said, if you don't know, I know. I am the same man. Stand to your feet. Because you are gaining sight. By this word of the Lord, you are gaining sight. I say 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 you are gaining sight. Can you just lift up your two hands? Just bless God for visiting you with this word. Because he wants to do something major in your life after this meeting. Therefore, he brought his word to anoint your eyes so that you can gain sight. Give him praise. Exalt him. Say, Father, thank you for your word unto me today. I exalt your name. 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 Give him praise. Give him praise. Now will you ask the Lord and say, Father, by your anointing, anoint my eyes today. Anoint my eyes that I'll begin to see clearly, that I may gain sight. Everybody pray that prayer. Wherever you may listen, you may be listening to me. Pray, Father, that I may gain sight. I want to see clearly. I want to see what you have provided, what you have done. I want to gain strength. I want to gain speed. I need to gain sight to do all this. Oh God, anoint my eyes with your anointing. With your anointing. With your anointing. Oh God, anoint my sight. Anoint my eyes. Can you just put your eyes, your right hand on your two eyes and declare, Father, anoint my eyes. That my eyes will become anointed eyes. That my eyes will become anointed eyes. That my eyes will become anointed eyes. To see clearly. 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 Can we take that song one more time? Open the eyes of my eyes. The eyes of my heart.
Open the eyes of my
heart. While we take that song, you go ahead and pray. Lord, anoint my eyes that I may see clearly. Anoint my eyes to see. 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 And not to be afraid. And not to be afraid. And not to be afraid of the future. And not to be afraid of what is to come. But to believe you. To be confident in you. To walk with you. Oh God, open my heart. Oh, anoint my heart. Anoint my eyes, Lord.
Shining in the light of your glory.
Anoint my eyes, Lord. Anoint my eyes, Jesus. Anoint my eyes. Anoint my eyes.
I want to see you.
I want to see you.
I want to see you.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. I put it to you again today. Gaining sight is gaining strength. Gaining sight is gaining speed. Gaining sight is getting it right. It's getting it right. It's getting it right. Lift up your two hands. Let me pray with you. Okay, can we put down our hands before I pray with you? And we close this meeting. If you are here or you are under the sound of my voice, you are watching this message and you've not given your life to Jesus, or you know you've backslided one way or the other and there is a need to reconcile with your Maker, then say this prayer with me as you lift up your hands and say, Jesus, I know you love me. Forgive me my sin. I'm giving my life unto you. And if you are recommitting your life, say, I am recommitting my life unto you. From now on, be my Lord and Savior and give me strength to serve you faithfully, never to go back. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Everybody say loud, amen. Now, everybody lift up your two hands. Let me pray with you. Father, your word has gone forth. I am asking that by your anointing, being anointing a miracle service, you will anoint every ass under the sound of my voice, whether in this house or wherever people are watching this message. I declare your sight be anointed, your eyes of understanding be open to see the faithfulness of God, to trust God, and to walk with him, not to be afraid of the future, and to also maximize everything God has provided for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, now begin to see opportunity. Now you will no longer be afraid. Now you will see mountains as opportunity, and everything God has provided for you, you will not lose, but you will maximize. By the reason of this word, you are gaining strength. As you gain sight, you are gaining strength. As you gain sight, you are gaining speed. Your life will not remain the same. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.